Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
Hey there, I'm Brad. I'm about to win the Tuesday Night Bowling League Championship. I'm also a highway worker for the Ohio Department of Transportation. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can bowl the winning strike with my buddies.
Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
Meet Kara. Kara's thing is perfectly juggling her family's packed schedule.
Monday soccer, Tuesday haircuts, Wednesday birthday party.
She doesn't have a whole lot of spare time, so she shops at Walmart for all of her over-the-counter medications.
Thursday swimming, Friday groceries.
That way, she can help keep her family healthy and on track without having to make an extra stop or spend a lot on health and wellness essentials.
Saturday, fill the medicine cabinet. Sunday, massage for me.
Yeah, you've earned that. Welcome to your one-stop shop. Welcome to your Walmart.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino, multifamily investor, father, educator, and mentor. Today we have Mac Benson on the show. Driven by his role as a devoted husband and a loving father to three wonderful children, he combined his IT and mathematics background with his interest in real estate investing. Mac's story is a testament to balancing professional and ambitions with personal values, offering inspiration to those on a similar path. Welcome to the show, Mac Benson.
Thank you, Gino.
So what are we talking about today? We've talked about a lot before we hit the record button, but let's start with your journey of why you wanted to get into real estate investing.
The very beginning and the first time that I ever thought about it, it actually was around health. So my wife's grandma passed away really young. I mean, I think she was in her maybe late 50s, early 60s from Alzheimer's. And it started us on a path of knowing, okay, we don't want to work until we're 65 just to try and live the life that we always wanted to live. There's got to be a better way. And I worked at a broker dealer at the time, and I started looking into, okay, how much do these retired people have in their brokerage account? And did the math and figured out what we would need to put into a 401k or brokerage account to get to where we wanted before we're even 60. And the math didn't work out. So there had to be a different way. And I just so happened upon a personal improvement podcast, and he was interviewing a real estate syndicator who was a neurosurgeon. And like, wait, he's operating on people's brains and doing real estate on the side, and the real estate pays more than the surgeon. So looked into that, and here we are 5 years later.
Wow. When you say putting money into a 401k and saving, I just mentioned to you, I read a book by a gentleman named Ken Honda, and I think everyone should check it out. It's called Happy Money. The problem with saving for retirement is that it comes from a place of scarcity. Now, not that this is for everybody, but picture yourself, you're 68 years old, and all you have is some money in a 401k. You've saved for the rainy day. You've been conditioned to save, to save, to save. And now that you've arrived there, it's really hard to take that money out of that account because you're scarcity. Am I going to run out? When's the rainy day going to come? You can't even enjoy that money. And I was going down that path as well. I was saving for retirement. I was saving for college funds. And I think for me, Mac, everything changed when I decided, let me save for an asset that can pay for these events. And let me not worry about net worth. Let me worry about cash flow. Because we don't have a net worth or a saving problem at the end of retirement when we retire. We really have that cash flow problem. And I'm glad that you saw that earlier on by saying, I know I can keep saving money, keep saving money. But the tax implications after I retire from a 401k, pulling the money out, it's not what you think it is. That money, unless you have a Roth, and a lot of people don't have Roths. So when you saw that, what was the next step? I'm like, okay, real estate's the thing. What? How did you, you know, fall upon multifamily?
Yeah, so a quick aside, I had looked into that 401k stuff, but in the back of my mind was always what happened to my 401k back in 2008, where I saw 50% of the value just disappear in a matter of months. And it took me years to get back to that point while increasing my contribution. It just, okay, what happens if I get to 60 and that happens again? Well, now I'm going to be working to 70 just to try and get the money that I had just lost, even though it's kind of phantom money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so
with the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The very first conversation I had with Jenny after I listened to that podcast was, hey, what do you think about buying an apartment? So we went right into from nothing to how do we set ourselves up to buy apartments? Mm-hmm. And obviously that took me to Bigger Pockets because everything that I Googled, they were the top search result at the time. Mm-hmm. And then I went and met up with my mortgage broker who had some investment properties, and he kind of steered me down this path of doing single families and that whole Bigger Pockets mentality of scaling because you don't have the network and you're trying to do it all by yourself. Hmm. Things changed when we had our second kid because the first kid, I was in college again, and trying to maintain my job, college, and a baby. And I probably wasn't very present for the baby. This one I wanted to do different. Lessons learned in the past. I wasn't going to school. It was just work. So what can I do? And I mean, I was stuffing envelopes, trying to do the wholesaling thing and trying to get single family and just this spin in my wheels getting nowhere. And met up with a guy who was in Jake and Gino. I had a local meetup and talking to him, and I'm like, wait, you're like about 2/3 of my age. You've already quit your job and you're in real estate full time. How the hell did you do it? How did you, you're 23 years old and you're where I want to be. So started talking to him and he talked about Wheelbarrow Profits and Jake and Gino. So I started researching others and interviewing other programs before talk to you and Josh.
So let me ask you, Mac, when you saw that 23-year-old, what were some of the things that he was doing specifically that you weren't doing?
The biggest thing was networking. He's a math guy like me, sitting up here in Minnesota, and it's really hard to find a team in Tennessee when time is limited. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the biggest roadblocks for me to get in.
I mean, there have got to be other limiting beliefs going on in your mind. I'm a math guy. I don't know real estate. What else is holding you back?
I mean, we're always full of limiting beliefs. I've got on my whiteboard here, the most recent thing that I wrote down was, am I lying to myself? And I need to dig into that, which I still have to do. But there's all sorts of limiting beliefs rattling through all the time. Am I a good dad? Am I a good husband? Am I doing the best for me and my family to be healthy, to be successful? What else can I be doing? And even to this day, I mean, 4 or 5 years after joining, networking still is not one of my strong suits. I think I mentioned it a couple weekends ago when we were at the Money Mixer. There's a lot of people that I don't know. They've been there for a while. Why don't I know them? I've always expected people to reach out to me to do the networking. Well, I need to also be reaching out.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I want to let that sit for everybody because I've learned a phrase from fellow life coach. He's an amazing clarity coach, he calls himself. He wants to eradicate loneliness. That is his vision in the world. And his favorite saying that I like to quote, Phil McKernan, what he says is sit with it. You have to sit with those emotions. And sometimes we want the answer right away. And having those limiting beliefs in front of you, but I don't want Mac to go down that rabbit hole and just constantly sit there because we can constantly... And that's why these communities are so important and being around other people are so important, because if you're all by yourself and you're not getting clarity from yourself, you need to be asking others, and others need to be asking you those questions. So networking, what's holding you back from picking up the phone and saying, hey, I'm Mac, looking to invest in apartments? Gino, how you doing? What's holding you back from that? Because I think a lot of people have that same fear. And I did. Just picture the pizza guy. I've got a chef coat on. I've got these pizza stains, and I've got people coming into the restaurant, and I start talking to them about apartments. They're like, hold on a second. I've got one picture of you. Now you're trying to show me another picture, and that picture doesn't look really well. And I can tell you what I did. Real simple for me is you were asking yourself all those questions. I one day had to be honest with myself. I had to have a come to Jesus moment. And I had to say to myself, am I hiding? Am I out in the shed hiding by myself and not wanting to get out there? And, you know, once I asked myself that question, it really hurt because it felt as if I was hiding. And I said, the question that you asked yourself, am I being a good enough dad or am I being a good enough provider? That was the follow-up question. Am I? And that one, when I felt as if I was answering no, well, what do I need to do in order to feel as if I'm being more successful, being a better provider? And for me, it was simply, I need to create more streams of revenue. I need to have more abundance in my life. I need to have more stability from not just the job itself, but feel as if I'm creating impact. Because it's not just the amount of money you're making, but it's also how, you know, when you show up to work, you actually like what you're doing. You actually feel as if you're creating something. And I didn't have that feeling at the restaurant. I wish I had. But once I said to myself the identity of not just being the pizza guy, but I want to be the multifamily investor, and what do I need to do? I needed to start really telling people what I was doing. I really needed to show up and say, yes, I'm going to call more brokers. I'm going to underwrite more deals. I'm going to do more podcasts. I'm going to put out more blogs. I'm going to tell people what I need to do. Once I understood that shift just from not just being the pizza guy, I can still be the pizza guy, but I could still be that investor as well. And I think that's what helped me get out of that mindset and get out of those limiting beliefs. How about for you?
You know, one thing that you said was you would be hiding from yourself, going out into the shed, peeling potatoes or whatever was in the shed. And that really hit a note with me, because my whole life, I've sat there and said, you know what, if I'm out at a gathering, I'm going to be the guy in the back holding that table down so that it doesn't float away. And I took pride in that. That was who I was. And I've really tried to step out and, especially at the events, go meet people, go talk to them, introduce myself. And I've found that the most success I've had so far has just been taking one baby step. I know I'm not Jake and Gino. There's a good chance I'm not going to ever be Jake and Gino, but taking one step on that path at a time to get me closer to the goal, that's where I've seen the most success.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Phil also says, your greatest pain lies next to your greatest gift. I mean, I'm paraphrasing what he says. And he says when he gets on stage, he feels like throwing up every time before, but he knows that he needs to do that because that's what he's there for. He's there. That's his gift. That's his passion. That's what he's put on the planet for. And it's sort of with me resonates. That's why I created Jake and Gino. I don't particularly like getting in front of people and speaking at a money mixer for an hour about a topic that I don't think that I have a ton of credibility, although I know that I have to do that because that's what I think I was made for. I think that's why I'm on this planet, is for that reason. And I think once we become clear about that, the pain is going to be there, but there's a reason why you're doing it. And it's the same thing with investing in multifamily. It's going to be painful in the beginning to get out there and to talk to people and to let people know what you're doing because they know Mac as the broker dealer guy, or they know Mac as the guy who works at the bank. But then when he comes out and he starts talking about those people, but there's so many other people out there that you need to be, you know, resonating with. Does that make sense, Mac?
Absolutely.
So when you go down that route and you get into multifamily, what are some of the first few things that you learn that you had no idea about? And you're like, oh, okay, this makes total sense now.
So for me, the mathematics, the underwriting, that was always pretty simple. IT background, mathematics. Yeah, you look at the numbers and it makes sense, or you make it make sense. One of the first big hurdles I came to, and it was after you pick your market and you're going through all the modules, and the next step is to talk to brokers. I completely froze. I remember just being absolutely mortified of the thought I would start dialing and I'd hang up because I was afraid of looking like an idiot. A couple of coaches got on with me. Actually, you and Jake were in the background. I think they caught you at an opportune moment. And you basically kicked me in the pants and said, just do it. And then one of the other coaches had a suggestion of calling brokers in Detroit because they weren't doing anything anyway. And just practice. He said, you're never going to want to buy anything there, but just practice. And the first call I made was in my target market, and I crashed and burned. I thought it was a great conversation. I'm from Minnesota. The broker's from Wisconsin. We really hit it off. And that was in Tampa, Florida. And he told me, well, based on my criteria, I should probably be looking in Alabama. All right. They need to make some tweaks.
Yeah, but you made the tweaks, right? And why did you hang up the phone? What made you want to hang up the phone? What were you so afraid of? You're just talking to another person, and that person doesn't have a gun. They're not going to physically harm you. So what's going through your mind where you can't talk to another person about real estate?
You know, I look back and I really don't know, because I mean, I knew the terminology. I knew what I was talking about, but I had never really talked about it. So it was the first time of verbalizing something that was in my brain and being afraid that I was going to get tongue-tied or say something dumb. I mean, there's a reason Jenny picked me, because I wasn't going to go up to her and pick her, because I would have probably gotten tongue-tied and been afraid to even talk to her.
So what's the worst thing? I think it's more of acceptance than anything else. And I think if you come off as just a genuine person, I think that's what happens. I think we all need to have the perfect moment and the stars need to align and the economy needs to be good and we need to have money in the bank and we need to have the kids older and yada. And you have to wait for that perfect moment, and the perfect moment never arrives. It's never the right time to have another kid. It's never the right time to get married. It's never the right time to do another deal. It's only the right time when you're ready. And I think we need the accountability, and it's called Jake and Gino. Because if Gino was an island all by himself, I may not be here right now. And I can maybe say the same thing for Jake, where when you align with somebody and you hold them and you use them as accountability, it really helps out what you're trying to accomplish. When you're on an island all by yourself and you get into your thoughts and things go negative, well, you have nobody to complain to. You have nobody to speak to. You have nobody to say, how do we fix this? And that's why partnerships, and that's why communities are so important. And that's why you picked up the phone, because you had somebody telling you, stop acting like a child. We've all been through it, and it's okay. We've crashed and burned. And this is important for anybody listening, because for you to get to a certain area in your life or a certain stage in your life, in any profession, in any endeavor, you really have to fail. And that's just the reality. And you know, the first time I sang an opera song, wow, I remember singing in front of people. I did not sound good. But the courage to get up there, most people won't even get up and try. So people will give you the benefit of the doubt for trying. So if you're on there and you're going to be speaking to a real estate broker and you've never called one and you're listening to this recording right now, you can just pick up the phone and say, hey, my name is Mac Benson. I live in Minnesota. I'm an IT mathematician guy. I'm scaling. I want to get into multifamily. Love to get to know you, a little bit more about you. Love to know a little bit more about the market. How can we meet? Now, was that so bad, Mac? Was that so bad? Anybody on this listening right now could actually do that. And there's nothing wrong with it. We just give ourselves the story of, should I be hiding? Like I just said, if you're hiding in the shed, or if you keep doubting yourself, it's going to be hard to pick up that phone. But if you have a big enough why and you understand, it'll be a lot easier. And if you have somebody holding your hand and helping you, there are a lot of phone calls that I haven't had wanted to make. I didn't want to get on a plane December 18th to go sign a contract to close a deal 5-7 days before Christmas. I did it because I had a partner. May not have done it if I didn't have the partner. So I'm just saying out there, go out there and find somebody that can help you out if you're not willing to do it by yourself. I want you to add something to that, because I see you're like nodding and going, wow, where have you been my whole life, Gino?
I am. And I mean, I have to relate it to working out. I mean, yeah, when I started lifting weights, I sucked. I mean, the bar's all over the place. You don't have the muscle memory. It doesn't exist yet. When I was 15, if I would have tried to get under a bar with 250 pounds on it, it would have crushed me. And 30 years later, almost 30 years, okay, math number of years later, it's just another day in the, it's just a walk, not a walk in the park, but just another day that ends in Y.
Mm-hmm.
And it started, remembering back to where I started, I think could be helpful, because it can show how far I've come. So that next step isn't as scary as it would have been standing back there at 15 years old.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Yeah, I love that. Anybody listening to this right now that wants to get into real estate or multifamily, just give me a couple of tips or a couple of suggestions. How can I get into multifamily? I'm listening to this. I'm in single family home. I'm trying to scale up. I may be a busy professional. I may have a pizzeria. How do I get into multifamily? What are some of the things that I need to be doing right now?
I mean, assuming we're past the deciding to do multifamily stage, it's talk to people that are doing it. I mean, there are so many people that are doing it on small scales, large scales. It's just getting to know their path, their journey, to get them from where they were in your case, Gino, a pizza guy, to where you are now.
Mm-hmm. On the personal development front, I want to touch on that real quick. Life coaching, going down that rabbit hole, how has that helped you?
I don't want to let down my coach. I can let it. Yeah. Okay. We're probably going to, next time I meet with her, I'm probably going to have to talk about this next part. I can let myself down at the drop of a hat. I don't want to let her down. She's pushed me to, I'll be launching my own podcast, and it's been something I've wanted to do for 2 years, maybe 3 years. And just the first call that I had with her, she pushed me to do my first 3 interviews so far. And she pushed me to schedule this time with you because it's something I've wanted to do for a long time, but I haven't had the gumption to get it done. So just pushing me outside my comfort zone, which is something I wanted to do. I mean, I can say I want a better future for my kids. I want a happier time with me and my wife, more free time. But when I have that comfortable W-2 job that pays the bills and I'm not really that uncomfortable, I can keep telling myself, yeah, I want all these nice things in the future, but because I'm so comfortable now, it's really hard to get out and push myself where I've got this voice on my shoulder saying, hey, you said you were going to do this, so get it done.
You can let yourself down, but you won't let her down. A lot of people listening to this are probably falling in the same category, myself included. Why do you think that's the case?
It's got to go back to something when I was younger. And my first thought was, growing up, we were always told where we were going to be and when we were going to be there. Because, I mean, it was either working when I was older or sports when I was younger. And it was always sports. So that's the first thing that I think of.
Well, how are you going to reprogram that? Because that's something where it's really good. You want to, you're right now, you're going away from pain and you want to start ultimately going towards pleasure right now. So the pain point is don't let this person down. The optimal way is let me go towards this because I really enjoy it. I don't want to move away from this. I want to go towards that. How do we accomplish that?
So already with the first 2 interviews I've recorded, I had a great time. It was really fun to talk about what we were talking about. And that isn't a pain, that's a pleasure. I mean, it yes. may help me move away from the pain, but it's also allowing me to do the networking that I really didn't do because I didn't know why. I always had a question, why would this person want to talk to me? And that's stopped me from reaching out, or what do I have to offer them? It's like, okay, so we have a conversation. That was great. Was there a purpose to the conversation? And with me launching that podcast, there will be a purpose to a conversation. So I justify my own limiting belief with that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give everybody the key to networking right now. I'm going to give them the secret to networking. The secret to networking is basically go up to somebody, introduce yourself, and start asking questions and let that person talk about themselves. That's the secret to networking. Jay Abraham says, to be interesting, you need to be interested. And we all think that when we're networking with people, we all have to tell people how great we are and how many doors you have and what's your 5 years from now. Just ask somebody, what are you excited about? And let them start talking. Get to know them on a personal level. Be curious. Don't have an agenda. Don't think about what you're going to get from that person. Just try to connect with the person. To me, that's what networking is all about. Try to get a connection with somebody and try to be curious and try to like them and then see where the conversation goes. But most of us are so worried about, well, what can I get from this person? And I think that's the wrong thing. Let the person ask questions and be genuinely curious. And that's what a podcast does. That's how you start out a podcast, and you're hopefully the guide of the podcast, and the person listening to you would also be a guide, but they're sort of the hero. The people listening to this podcast are the heroes. We're trying to provide value to them, and it's sort of the same way when you're networking. You're sort of the guide, and the person you're speaking to is the hero. You want to hear about their story, about what they've done, about their successes, and it really comes about learning about that personal, that person's person, that journey and what they've gone through in life.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Yeah, so when I'm doing the networking, it's like, I've done the real estate talking enough. I want to know about these people and their family.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the real estate, we can talk about that some other time, but how are you managing to raise your kids, have your job, start this real estate thing, do your, maybe softball on the side, all these, how are you juggling these 35 balls at the same time? What are you doing that I'm not doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's an acronym called FORD, F-O-R-D. If you don't know what to talk about, F is for family, O is for occupation, R is for recreation. You know, what do they like to do? They like to hunt, they like to fish, they like to ski. And D is for dream. What's on your bucket list? What do you want to do? What kind of vacations have you done? How do you like to spend your time? Those are the four things, if you don't know what to talk about, that you can talk about in networking. And I think part of the energy behind that, like, you've got to do the networking. Right then and there, you're already bringing an energy to it as if it's a chore. It's a task. How we show up to something will really dictate the kind of energy that we bring to it. So if you bring a lightness to it, if you bring a curiosity to it, instead of saying, I need to speak to 10 people because I have to raise $300,000. If you just say, I need to speak to 10 people to see how I can provide them value and to learn more about what we can do together, if there's an opportunity, and if there isn't, I've made 10 great connections. There's two different paths we can go down. And most of us in the beginning go down that first path of desperation and not learning about the person. Whereas the second path is always the one that's, to me, it's a lot more fun. It's a lot less stressful, and there's a lot more success to it. Mr. Mack, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years, you and the family?
Well, in the next 6 months, we'll be relocating from Minnesota to Florida, which is a culmination of 5 years of work. Short of that, I don't think any more kids are on the horizon.
Never say never.
pretty sure. And assuming nobody from work is listening to this, leaving the W-2.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want to do when you leave the W-2? Go into real estate full-time, health, podcasting, writing books? What does that look like?
The dream has always been to do real estate. It's something that the value as it grows over time, just you can just build on it so much easier than other, and I'm going to use air quotes, investing.
Before we sign off, we know you did a deal. Looking back at that deal, I want you to really discuss some of the things that you would have done differently or some of the things that you saw that you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Because I want listeners listening to this going, okay, I'm getting into the real estate here. I'm not going to make these mistakes that Mac made.
Yeah, so I had pretty strict buy box for what I was looking for in a deal. And I don't know if I got frustrated with how long it was taking and seeing everybody around me doing deals and me going, well, why aren't I doing what they're doing? And possibly out of desperation, and possibly other reasons, maybe I had the blinders on, I took my entire buy box and threw it out the window and bought basically the opposite. And it's been tough. I've compared it to a PhD in operations learning in the last 2.5 years.
So when you say that, for anybody who doesn't know what a buy box is, we have the buy right, the finance right, and the manage right. And it's important when you first start out as newer investors, what we're trying to do is we're trying to find a deal, any deal that makes sense, because everyone's out there doing it. I've got the shiny object. That person's got 3,000 units. That person on Instagram's closed that deal. When in reality, what we should do is look inward, look at what we want real estate to do for us, really assess our goals, And then let's start creating a buy right criteria. Number of units that you want to purchase, the market that you want to be in, the median income, the age of the asset, the unit mixes. Do I want all studios or do I want a couple ones and twos there? Do I want some type of amenities? Do I want a value-add property or a property that's more stable? And what Mac is saying is he picked something and he did the complete opposite because Mac didn't trust his intuition. He didn't trust his gut. And that's one of those things that he has to, as we get better at investing, we have to really trust our instincts. And I think sometimes if I had told him that 2 years ago, he'd have said, no, Gino, this deal is good enough. But now that's a great lesson. That's something that he's going to take with him forever. So you have to get into a market, whatever market you're in. And every market is different. Some markets have older assets. Some have newer assets. Some don't have any studios. Some median incomes in some markets are higher than others. It really depends upon the market. But those three parameters, those three frameworks, buy right, finance right, manage right, all they're trying to do is trying to make you become clear, give you clarity on what you're trying to accomplish. And once you have clarity, you won't lack the motivation because you'll, when you see it, you're like, oh, this is what I'm looking for. I can act upon this. So, Mr. Mac, how can the listeners get a hold of you?
It may be a mistake. I'm going to do my cell phone.
No, it's never a mistake. It's never a mistake.
612-466-0251.
For the man who doesn't like to network, he just threw out his phone number. So I would actually challenge him, call him up, and just start networking with him. Mac, final words before you sign off.
Make it happen. Take it one step at a time. And if you ever get down, if the path forward may be foggy, just take a step and then take another step and just keep taking steps. Eventually, you'll get out of the fog.
I want to thank you for being a guest on today, for sharing your story, for going through the ups and the downs. He's not hiding. He's on a podcast right now. He's not afraid of networking. He's throwing his cell phone out there and he's taking steps forward and he's found an accountability person to hold him accountable. Maybe that's what we all need. Go out there and find somebody that can hold you accountable. Find a great partner. Find a great coach. Find a great community. Whatever it takes for you to get locked in and to get clarity. Now, if you want to be the next movers and shakers, email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. And until next time, as Mac Benson said, let's go out there and let's make it happen.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.